welcome to the podcast. Today I am doing a solo cast. I've decided to kind of add something to the episodes that I've been doing, which is like mostly discussions, and I wanted to add some more practical things that you guys can just, you know, listen to. It's short and it's applicable, so that you actually get something well that you can put in motion in your life, right? Embody. So today I'm going to be talking about core values. Now a little bit about where it comes from, and then I'm going to be talking about what it is. Okay, so where I got introduced where it got introduced to me, sorry guys, is through a spiritual teacher called Adia Shanti. The way he spoke about it really did something to me. He said that in each moment we make decisions, each choices that we make are based on values. Now, these values might be conscious or unconscious, but for example, if you can choose between going outside for a walk or staying inside and watch an episode of something on Netflix, we could say that you would be choosing between health, the walk, or comfort, the Netflix, right? And of course that can be debated, but just for the sake of the argument, let's say that these were the values. So each and every choice that we make is based on something that we value most in that moment. Now, when we say valued, it's not good or bad. It's simply you, right now, this is what you value more than the other thing, right? Now, my approach to life and my approach to things like goal setting really was transformed the moment I got introduced to core values through Adia Shanti. And then that transformation, I would say, deepened even more when I got it kind of repeated to me by somebody called Mike Salemi. He took me through and other people in his course through kind of an exercise that helped you figure out your three core values, which again really helped me understand myself much better. So now let's talk a little bit about what are core values. And for me, values are things like honesty, health, friendship, family, community, creativity, integrity. There's a lot. Again, the thing is, it is something that is within you, right? So you just have to look at it and what is something that is important in your life. That is a value. Sadly, at least in my experience, we see a lot of, well, these quote-unquote values that are being put on us by other people, technically, right? Which brings to the importance of kind of realizing your own, because if you don't choose what your values are, then your values are going to be, in quote, chosen for you, right? Because if you're not making a conscious choice, it means that something that is unconscious is driving you. It might sound very obvious, and I mean, it is obvious, but it is still something I think a lot of us, we spend most of our life making unconscious choices. And personally, I don't believe that we can make all our choices conscious. That would take so much work. But I think at least making the big choices as conscious as we can make them, right? So this is where, for me, core values come in. And I don't know how it is for you, but I see a lot of, goal settings, right? It's always about achieving the goal, and we have to go after the goal, and you have to work every day and hustle, and this kind of hustle culture is, at least in my perception, a very dominant part of the wellness industry, which for me is a big problem, because we most of the time don't really ask ourselves, do I actually want this life? Do I actually want to achieve this goal, and why am I chasing it? What is my motivation for it, right? we usually don't take the time to stop and ask the question, why? Why is what is my drive? Other than I want to escape, right? A lot of the time, we want to achieve a goal because we want to escape our life. We want to escape our bodies. We want to escape our relationships, and so we kind of create this goal as quote unquote solution for this quote unquote problem, right? We believe that if I get there, then my life is fixed. And one of the many things that, for me at least, is the underlying problem of such a mentality is that we bring that mentality with us in the goal, in achieving the goal, right? And at least in a lot of, for me, I've always been kind of a skinny guy, and I wanted to put a lot of muscle on. And the moments when I really managed to put this, the mass of muscle that I wanted to put on, I usually either don't see it because I'm still in the goal setting thing, you know, like it's like, yeah, but I could do more yet, but I could do more. It also brings in this, once I have a certain amount of it, then I'm afraid of losing it, right? Because I still have my worth tied to the goal, which again, for me, is being a holistic / somatic coach. For me, it's not, we are not looking at the issue, which is I don't believe that I am enough unless I do something that makes me feel worthy of of my self-love, of love, of being able to rest, of being able to take care of myself, of being able to enjoy life, right? And for me, at least, core values are one of the ways that you can slowly but surely shift your mindset from being outwardly driven towards goals, only goals, to a more inside, like insightful experience, and turning your life into an expression of these values instead of a chasing of something, right? So for me, there is three reasons why core values can change your life and why they are, in my perception, superior to goal setting. Just kind of as a caveat, it doesn't mean that goal settings are quote unquote bad thing, or that it doesn't work. It's more, without the core values, the goal setting is just going to be a chase, and it might bring you more stress, discomfort, and a sense of a lack than anything good, right? Well, if you root it, if you have your core values, and from there you can create goals, that's going to be a completely different story, right? So let's go into the three reasons why core values will change your life. Number one, it brings you back into your body and into the present. Because to be able to know what your values are, to be able to know how you are expressing these values and how quote-unquote well you are, or how close to, from let's say 0 to 10, how close to 10 you are at actually expressing these values in your life, you have to be in your body. You have to feel it. You have to be present with yourself, with your emotions, with how awake are you today, how well rested, how tired are you, right? Because your 10 will change from day to day, and therefore you will have to get into your body, into your emotions, and kind of do a check before you can decide what is my 10 today, right? What is my 10 of expressing values? And you, like, you know, to show the opposite, a goal setting is usually outside of yourself. I'm not saying all the time, but usually it's kind of this, I have to achieve a certain number, I have to achieve a certain, you know, I have to, a certain weight, a certain size, a certain amount of clients, whatever, which again brings you outside of yourself and might not be rooted in your best interest, right? Because if you want to lose weight, you might take some decisions that are not the healthiest, and that you, I know, at least I'm going to talk from my own experience now. When I was really focused on putting on muscle, I would sometimes push myself way past my my abilities, because I was too tired, but I just had this, yeah, but I have to continue, right? So through core values, I learned how to be more present with my body and to do daily check-ins. So again, just a recap. Number one, it brings you back into the present moment and into your body. Number two, it is applicable to all the jobs or interests or whatever in your life. It kind of can go across a lot of different aspects of your life, because you can decide which role do I have in my life, right? Am I like, for me, for example, I'm a coach, I'm a boyfriend, I'm a son, I'm a brother, I'm a musician, I'm a band member, I'm a friend. And so for me, I can then translate my core values. How can I put these values into action in these roles, right? And this will change. And again, as my life changes, as my friendship, relationships, my work, everything changes around me, because again, life changes. Life is in constant motion, and therefore we should be able to be flexible as well. So as the relationships and the kind of the map of my life evolves or changes and transforms, I can transform with it, and my values can be one of the quote-unquote catalysts for these transformation, and they can help me root myself back into my body and through that find expression. And it's something that's going to lead me to the last point. It keeps me very open and therefore playful. So again, let's go to step number three, or the reason number three, sorry, which is it keeps you playful. It keeps you open because it's so flexible, because it's not a fixed point. It's an evolving thing that can, again, translate into so many different aspects of your life, and it can evolve from day to day, because the way you express it in every situation will be completely different from day to day. Again, depending on how you feel, how you slept, what you ate, what kind of social event you're in, it really can help you, even be, at least in my perception, in my own experience, help you be more present in each situation, because it can become this kind of a game of how do I find the best expression of this value in that moment, right? So now you might be wondering, okay, that's fine, we have the three reasons, which is brings you in the present moment / your body. Number two, which was it's applicable to all your, like it translates well into all aspects of life. Number three, keeps you playful. Now, you might be wondering, how do I figure out my core values? There's different ways to do it. I created a free workshop. I will put the link in the description, so you can click that link and then it will take you through the course and you can just do it. It's for free. I think it's like half an hour or something like this. Or you can just sit down, write what are the values that are important for you, right? Just look at it, and then from these values, just look at what is the best way for you to, or what is the different ways for you to express these values in your life, in the different roles that you play in your life, right? So, and by roles, I mean, again, for me, being a son, being a brother, being a boyfriend, being a friend, being a coworker, being a coach, you know, all these different things that we, like the different roles that we put on ourselves. I think, to be completely honest, I'm not going to talk too much I just want to kind of do a little or say something, which is I would recommend, if it is something that interests you, I would recommend doing the free workshop. First and foremost, it is free. Secondly, I think, at least in my own experience, it might be easier to do something like this, to do this exercise through, like, you know, in a quote-unquote structured manner, right? So if you go and check the course, you will go through a step-by-step process that will bring you to three core values, and from there some questions that will help you figure out how to put these values in motion in your own life. So I know it's kind of a bit of a self, how do you call it, kind of quote unquote selling myself, even if it's for free, but I would personally recommend it. If you have anything that you would like to ask or say, or any subject that you would like me to talk about on the podcast, just DM me at embodying emotions on Instagram. So my handle is embodying_emotions. That's embodying_emotions. And I'm really, I really want to hear about your experience. And again, if you have any questions or any suggestions to what you want to hear, let me know. Have a beautiful day, my friends.